heard of the Ten Commandments? Have you ever heard of the Ten Pleasures? Because that's another way of viewing the Ten Commandments. Although most of the commandments are stated negatively, they imply a positive. Every prohibition of vice implies a pleasure in virtue. So let's try and reframe the Ten Commandments in that positive, pleasure-oriented way. Number one, enjoy the pleasure of knowing, loving, and serving the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Number two, enjoy the pleasure of worshiping God in the way He has appointed, approves of, receives, and rewards. Number three, enjoy the pleasure of speaking about and singing about God's name, God's character, God's person, God's attributes, and God's works. Number four, enjoy the pleasure of working 6 days a week in the calling God has given you, and then enjoy the freedom of one day off that work every week to rest and worship God. Number five, enjoy the pleasure of following and obeying the earthly leaders God has given you for your earthly and eternal good. Number six, enjoy the pleasure of healthy attitudes and actions that will extend the length of your life and improve the quality of your life. Number seven, enjoy all physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual pleasures with the wife that God has given you. Number eight, enjoy the pleasure of earning money and growing wealth to provide for your family and to give generously to others in need. We're up to number nine. Enjoy the pleasure of praising other people and taking every opportunity to promote all that is good, true, and beautiful. And number 10, enjoy the pleasure of thankfulness, gratitude, and contentment with all that God has given you. 10 pleasures. I think when you hear the commandments put like that, you begin to understand a lot more of the Psalms. You think, for example, of Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who meditates in God's law day and night. Speaks of his delight in the law of the Lord. May we be helped to pursue these 10 pleasures. Real men find pleasure in God's law.